Hi. I realize you were home. And I was just doing my homework since it was so nice and quiet with mom and dad out of town. So quiet, without the sound of anything vaguely incestual going on or about to happen. Fine. You want to know about the latest paper you wrote for me, don't you? Well, it got an A, so I guess, according to our agreement, I owe you yet another blowjob. At least, if you intend to keep holding me to. Getting your cock out answered that question, yeah. So my fault for making that stupid bargain in the first place, but a deal is a deal. Are you ready to get your cock sucked again by your sister, big brother? Thanks for sounding and looking so enthusiastic, I guess. There's no reason for me not to start bobbing my head up and down your cock. Except, I can't do this anymore, and it makes me feel bad. Wait, don't look so disappointed. I wasn't talking about the part where I suck your cock. That can still happen. It's just, I feel bad about lying to you all the time. For one thing, your paper didn't get an A. I didn't even turn it in. God, that thing was awful. Do you want me to flunk? Besides, I can write my own papers. Thank you very much. I'm getting awesome grades on my own. I keep your papers in a special folder away from my real work so that their bad grammar and spelling errors don't cross-contaminate my own writing. Well, yeah, the thing is, I maybe I kind of want it to suck a cock. Maybe even your cock, specifically. It's not like I could come right out and say that, though. You'd think I was weird or that I had a thing for you. But it wasn't hard to ask for your help with my homework and to subtly guide you to the kinds of rewards you could demand and that I would, oh, so very reluctantly agree to, but not so reluctantly perform. Sure, I may have looked like I wasn't having the time of my life, but I've ruined more pennies while blowing you than you've ruined good essay topics with your papers. So let's just dispense with the whole thing of you writing my papers. I know you put a lot of time into it, even if it doesn't show in the final result. And I did kind of like the dynamic of me looking like a desperate little sister prostituting herself, or at least my cute mouth, in return for good grades. But it's been several weeks now. I've turned 18, and you haven't once tried to fuck me. I kept raising the size of the papers and the work involved for them, and I thought you'd negotiate for something far worse, more exciting than a blowjob. Of course, I would have made it look like I put up a good fight before giving in. Talked about how sucking my brother's cock was one thing, but fucking him was another. Or how I was a virgin, not on birth control. All good reasons that hopefully you'd deal with better than the arguments in your papers. Then I'd end up with yet another substandard paper, but hopefully some really hot incestual sex. Or, I don't know, I could have been blowing you one day and You could have just told me to take off my clothes. I might have been surprised at the power play coming from you, and acted all hesitant. But you could have gotten what we both wanted pretty easily. Well, yeah, that's actually kind of messed up. When I think about it, my messed up, I also mean kind of sexy too, in an even more messed up kind of way. I may have some deep-seated issues here, above and beyond a big brother that can't compose a decent paper or be sexually aggressive enough with his innocent little sister. I'm not gonna fix my issues or your laughable attempts at writing tonight, but I can fix the lack of hot brother and sister incestual action. For the record, I am most definitely trying to seduce you. And also, for the record, I am most definitely trying to piss you off just a little with my criticism. I think the two will mix well, so that you can mix well with me. I just want the right ratio of lust and anger as you're taking me. Even admitting this to you is part of my overall plan. You're smart enough to realize how I'm manipulating you, but still, you can't really stop from wanting to fuck my brains out despite it all. So what do you say we do away with the old arrangement and make a new one? In this one, you most definitely do not write any papers for me, and I don't pretend that they are any good. Instead, when we feel like doing really messed up incestual things together, we do that. Starting with right now. I can still suck your cock if you want. I'd say I'd had enough of sucking your cock, but that's a lie. It's just, I want more than that. And hopefully you do too, now that I've made my position clear. I want to fuck you and be fucked by you. I might have preferred to do so in a context of me still looking reluctant and having no other choice, or by you escalating things with me on your own, but I'm not gonna wait for that to happen anymore. There will be college for me in fall, and unlike you, I won't be going to some place where I could still live at home. I feel like I should lose my virginity before I go to college and get some practice with all things sexual. Clearly, I'm already an expert with blowjobs, so yeah, once I'm at college, I'm sure I'll lose interest in you anyway. It's just you being so available and fitting into the narrative of young, naive me that won't work once I go to college. Yeah, well, let me take the stress off. I started to do that after the first few times I sucked your cock. I told you it was because I didn't want cum all over my dresses, which I guess is true, although I was pretty good at swallowing it all. Or catching it on my face. But I wanted you to see my body and to perhaps be tempted to do more than just get a blowjob. Never worked, though. I could get completely naked, like I'm doing now, and you wouldn't push things. It could even work in a little reference about how I could never tell anyone about anything you did to me, no matter what it was. Really, your ability to read between the lines is just as bad as your ability to write lines of text in the first place. I think I basically would have to tell you to fuck me before you would have gotten the hint. So here we are, with me dropping the charade, telling you everything as I casually pulled on the covers and get into my bed. You can tell I mean business, because everything before was purely on top of the covers. You'd sit on the edge of the bed while I blew you, or lie down on top of the covers as I sucked your cock. But now, my bed is bare to you, just like my intentions and my pussy. This is where you get on top of me. Not to rush you, but I am kind of horny and I've been waiting for this way too long, thanks to you. I also have a short essay to write that I definitely do not need your help with, but I do kind of need your help with taking my virginity. Oh, wait. Take off your clothes first. Not that I'm against us having clothes in other times, but for this time, I want your entire naked body on top of me. Next time you can just pull your cock out, or I can be the one wearing a dress or some cosplay. Whatever I can find in my closet, or get you to order me online. We still have time to experiment with all kinds of things if the pure incest gets boring. I think that will kind of take a while, though. Unless you're as bad a lover as you are a writer. I have to imagine you're good at something. We've already eliminated writing as one of the possibilities. You do seem to last, like, a decent amount of time when I go down on you, so I don't think we'll be having, like, two pump chump when we do it. I mean, maybe you will. I can't guarantee I won't come as soon as your cock is in me, because I've been waiting for so long. The difference is that I can leap to one orgasm to another pretty quickly. Kind of like how you leap from topic to topic in your papers. The end result is just one big mess. All yours is on paper, while mine is on my sheet. When I'm done fucking myself. Yeah, that's what I've done. As soon as I get some privacy after I suck your cock, I masturbate and I write my own papers. Sometimes at the same time, but no more. I'll still be writing my own papers, but I'll be holding you responsible for my orgasms. At least as much as you're capable of. Realistically, you can't keep me fully satisfied. Once you take my virginity, I can be more aggressive with what I do in private to myself. But I still expect you to be the center of my sex life until I go to college. It's the least you could do for making me have to read all of your papers. I mean, I guess I didn't have to, but it was like a train wreck. Once it started, I couldn't stop reading. No, just come over. Get over here. Let's start a new train wreck. But a much more sexy one. This one will be a huge mistake. Every bit as much as the paper you wrote for me. But this will be fun. And all the wrongness and complete insanity of it will make it just so much hotter. Yeah. The tension mounts as you get closer to mounting me. Your cock should have never been near my mouth, let alone inside of it so often. It should definitely not be anywhere near my naked pussy. Yet there it is. Getting closer. Closer. Even touching me gently. This is so deliciously depraved. Come on now. Don't leave me hanging. Not like your papers. God, you started so many thoughts in them that just went absolutely nowhere. Or maybe, are you worried about messing up your sister? If so, to be honest, that happened years ago, or I wouldn't have arranged for all of this. I went messed up. Wow. Or do you think maybe my pussy isn't good enough for your cock, big brother? I can pretty much guarantee you'll be going, oh, fuck yeah, as soon as you're inside of me. To be fair, after you come and realize what just happened, you'll probably be going, oh, fuck no. But that's a problem for the future. The structure of your papers show that you don't really think that far ahead. Just think of me as a paper. Except this time, do a good job with it. First, there's the introduction. That's your cue to put it in me. God, sorry. I should know better than anyone that you will miss the point of instructions. So, go ahead. Fuck me. I'm wet. Ready? I'm the forbidden fruit. But forbidden doesn't mean unavailable. So please, don't disappoint me like your writing does. What did I tell you? Yeah, I can see it. You're thinking, oh, fuck yeah. I told you you would. That's what I'm thinking and feeling too. Oh, yeah. After dropping the ball so many times on seducing me, finally fucking. Oh, that's what I would call a very good introduction to our paper. Next part is the body. And that is going to be most of what is going on, specifically my body and yours. You're in my body. Very welcome guest, though. Make yourself at home. Start moving in and out of me. Careful. It is my first time. I am still your sister, after all. But I'm getting used to my brother's cock with embarrassing ease. It would be embarrassing if I were capable of feeling shame. I kind of wish I could feel worse about what we're doing right now, but... That would be kind of fun. But... this is all kinds of fun by itself. Much more fun than me just sucking your cock. Not that I didn't absolutely love doing that, but this way I'm directly involved. Can't really get more involved than this, actually. Oh, yeah. Just keep working on the body. Keep driving your point home. Do it harder and harder. As your sister proved, she can handle it. That she loves it when you push her limits. Yeah, I do refer to myself in the third person a lot. Sorry. I just want to make sure that neither of us forget the incest part. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, though. This is all very memorable. As important as the body is, the most important part of the paper is the conclusion. That's when everything is supposed to, well, come together. You had a little trouble with your conclusions in the past. By a little, I mean you consistently fucked it up. Your papers just kind of ended mid-thought sometimes, with no clear conclusion, no closure. I want a strong conclusion for us. I want closure. I want an orgasm. I want to be filled. Where you come. Which, by the way, is a horrible idea for lots of reasons. It is precisely why you have to do it. Don't you dare not come in me. Oh, try to impregnate me. I originally meant to say that to mess with you, but it's turning me on so much. Baby is the last thing I read now. Suddenly, I want it really bad. At least if my brother is a daddy. God. Just talking about it makes me so close. Please, come in me soon. You may not be able to do a paper right, but you are doing me so very right. Yeah, I'm gonna get so hard. But I want it to be with you. You're about to earn your first legitimate A. But only if you can make me O. Yeah, you definitely can. It's just a question of when. Make me come, please. Put a baby in me. Completely mess up my plans for college. I'll never forgive you if you don't horribly complicate my life right now with your baby. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Come on. Oh, brother. Oh, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, brother. Fill me up. Oh, I need it. Yeah. Give me your baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So the part where the "oh fuck no" starts kicking in for you. Kind of feeling it myself. Just a little. But I'm feeling a lot of things. Oh, not the least of which is your hot cum inside of me. But there's nothing wrong with... Well, no. That would be a lie. That was all kinds of messed up. But it was fun, wasn't it? You don't have to humiliate yourself anymore by trying to write papers for me either. With all that time we saved from you struggling to put two words together, me pretending to be all innocent and academically helpless, well, we can keep trying to complicate or even ruin our lives on a daily basis. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yes, it does. Yeah, in conclusion, no more trying and failing to write papers for your sister. Just lots of cock and gum. And maybe even a baby. Those first two seem to be things that you're really good at. And the third one, we can see what happens. If we're stupid enough, I bet all kinds of wonderful things will end up happening. Won't they?